Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to The Power of the Superconscious Mind. This is CJ Savage, and today we're going to talk about the instruction manual for your mind that you never received and how to troubleshoot that mind when it's out of order. Okay, last week we talked about this, and that was part one, and tonight is part two, and I'm not going to backtrack and go over and review what we talked about last week. So if you missed last week's segment, I suggest that you go back on Blog Talk Radio. It is recorded, and just click on the link and listen to it. And today is part two because we ran out of time. You guys could do me a favor if you would, and I don't know if you get on Twitter, but if you go on Twitter.com, /hypnosis_queen is where you'll find my tweets. And if you would go on there and follow me, and you will get my tweets every time they come up. Also, I have a blog. It's called yourmindhowtouseit.blogspot.com. That is yourmindhowtouseit.blogspot.com. And I keep all my recent articles on Blogspot, so you can follow my articles that I write. Also, you can find my CDs on CD Baby, which you can actually do a free preview of any track or all the tracks that you want to on my hypnosis audios at cdbaby.com/artist/CherylJSavage. That's CherylJSavage. And you can also get more information on hypnosis or my hypnosis at my website at www.thehypnosisqueen.com. Now, I am starting a membership site in which it will be free. There's a level of free stuff for anyone and everyone that wants to get on it. It's not done. It's not up and running. And so as soon as it is, I will announce that. And you're more than welcome to check it out. And there'll be lots of free stuff. It'll also have a membership level where you pay and you can get all kinds of stuff for a small price, but it will have a level of simply being free. So that's kind of exciting. If you would like to see my channel on the Hypnosis Channel on YouTube, you can go to youtube.com/thehypnosisqueen. Actually, you can find out just about anything that you want to find out about me. By simply going to Google, doing a search, and putting The Hypnosis Queen as all one word, THEHYPNOSISQUEEN. Also, if you have questions or comments and you need any help, please email me, and that is thehypnosisqueen@AOL.com. That's it. And if you send me a message, I'd really appreciate if you keep it fairly short. I do not have time to read pages and pages and pages of stuff. So and I get a lot of emails too. So just send me an email, and I love my emails. Although when I see a long email that looks like it's going to take me an hour to read, I'm like, oh, wow. So it might take me a while to get back to it, okay? Okay, today we're going to simply continue from last week. And we're going to go as long as we have time to allow for. Now, I have said this many, many, many times, and I know that you've probably heard it if you've been listening to any of my segments, and you're going to keep hearing it until you actually do it. But the one thing that you can do to break the bad habit of negative, bad, wrong thinking is simply wear a rubber band on your wrist and snap it every time you think a bad, wrong, or negative thought. And that will break the bad habit of doing that. The people that actually do that are really surprised how much it changes the world. It's a really simple little technique. Someone said, well, I wore the rubber band, but I couldn't remember to snap it, which I thought was interesting because all you have to do really is snap it a few times, you know, just practice it, snap it a few times, snap it hard enough to make it hurt, and I'm sure you won't forget. Okay, when you started working on that positive thinking with that rubber band, because when you use the rubber band, you're going to start immediately replacing the negative bad, wrong thoughts with good, right, and positive thoughts, right? When you start doing this, you also need to figure out what it is that you want. And this is really hard for many people because they don't know what it is that they really want. Most people actually focus on more on what they don't want. And when I say, I know you're thinking, well, I don't do that, but you do, because I can assure you that if your life is a train wreck or you have a lot of crap going on in your life, problems with relationships or finances or socially, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, or whatever it is in any area or all the above, then it's because you're thinking wrong thoughts. So most people actually do focus on what it is they don't want, and they're worrying about what might happen, not having enough money, all the things that they don't like that bothers them, about maybe their significant other or a friend or what once was a friend, or they're focused on the lack of something, whether it's money or happiness or whatever it is, the limitations that they're living with, and the list just actually just goes on and on and on. But most people actually focus on what it is they don't want. They don't want to be broke. They don't want to be poor. They don't want any more bills. They don't want all this credit card debt. They don't want to look at any more bills in their mailbox. So there's a lot of limitations. And what this does is by focusing on this bad, negative stuff, creates negative, bad, wrong thoughts that lead to the same type of feelings, that create the same type of emotions. So they can't figure out why they're not so depressed. Does this sound familiar to any of you? Because if you can't figure out why you're depressed and you think you need medication or you think you need therapy, did it ever occur to you that it all starts with the kind of thoughts, your thought process, and what it is you're thinking? See, when somebody comes to me, a client, and they're terribly depressed, and they're a good person. I mean, they are. They're a good person. They try to live life like they think they're supposed to and do all the right things. But in their mind, they're recapping over and over in their mind bad experiences, bad, wrong, negative events that happened in the past. They're worrying about what's going to happen, that probably will never happen anyway, in the future. And they're worried about what somebody else is thinking. They're worried about what somebody else is doing. And so their thinking is, quote, out of order. And when something is out of order in this country, don't we stick a sign on it that says out of order so you don't use it? Well, you're better off to not use it than to be thinking all these bad, wrong, negative thoughts, because it attracts like feelings, which equals like emotions, which goes out in all of space and permeates all of space and attracts like energy. And then you wonder why their life is a train wreck. So be good to yourself and stop thinking all those bad, wrong, negative thoughts, which leads to bad, wrong, negative emotions. And that's why you're depressed. So if you can't figure out why you have poor relationships, lack of funds, stress and difficulty and struggles and making ends meet or whatever the case may be, or you just can't have what it is that you want, when you're working so hard, you don't understand why some people have it easy and the others have it so hard. Why do bad things happen to good people? Well, I know good people, really good people, like I said. And they do have bad things happen to them that they didn't deserve, or you wouldn't think so anyway. But do you really know what goes on in their thoughts and how they feel in their heart about everything? Because like I said, when I have a client, you know, I try to get into their head and figure out, you know, what their thought process is. And usually their thought process is a train wreck. Seriously, a train wreck. Where they're worrying about what's going to happen. They're fretting over what has happened. They're not living in the present, for one thing. So in order to troubleshoot this mind of yours and make it work, make your life work, we're going to teach you how to use that mind so that we can straighten out these train wrecks you've got going on. Now, if you can understand, even when a person is a really good person, and I know people who are really good people, but they have really bad things happen to them, that most people think they didn't deserve that. Well, if you can understand the thought process when your thoughts are thinking a lot of bad, negative, and wrong thoughts, then you will understand how this web of energy, if you can understand this, because we've talked about this in the past, if you missed this, go back and listen to it again, and you understand this web of energy that responds to our thoughts and emotions, all this would make perfect sense to you. Now, I have people have said to me, I did not attract that into my life. I did not do anything to her to make her so hateful towards me. That is my ex-wife. We got divorced. I left it all behind me. But she has just destroyed my life. But he was in such a rage when he said all these things. So emotional. So negative. He is drawing her energy to him in the most negative way. You understand? There is a web of energy that runs into and through all of us, and it responds to our emotions. If you missed that segment, go back and listen to it. And it talks about experiments that even our government has done and services have done over the last 20 years to prove this. So I get into people's head to find out what's going on so that I can better understand where they're going so that we can take a different road if we need to do so. So far, most people missed getting their instruction manual for their minds because they have really botched it up trying to figure it out so far. And that's why we're doing today's program. What you really need to do is this. You are in control of your thoughts. Don't forget that. So observe your thoughts and what you think about. Get control of your thoughts. If you don't have control, get control of what you think about, and you will get control of your feelings, which lead to your emotions. And when you get control of your thoughts and emotions, raising your vibration, remember we talked about the vibration, there's a vibrational frequency in everything that can actually be measured now by today's technology. So you want to raise that vibration of energy level, and when you do, and you do this most of the time, I'm not saying that you have to do it 100% because we will never be 100% immune to negative energy and letting it affect us in some way. But most of the time, and I do mean most of the time, if you can be in control of your thoughts and your emotions, raising that vibration means thinking good, right, positive thoughts, creating good, positive feelings, raising up that vibration, then you will get control of your life. Now, you're probably asking, huh, what should I think about? Well, you need to think about what you want to think about. Just think about whatever you want. And I mean that literally, what you want, not what you don't want, what you want. Because what you focus on, you're going to get more of. Now, Jim Rohn, I admire that man, God bless his soul, who's recently passed on. Get a notebook and make a list of what it is that you want, and then write it down. Jim Rohn was notorious for goal writing. He was great at it. He taught it better than anybody. And he said, decide what you want and write it down. Make a list, but it will start out as your wish list. You know what a wish list is? You can wish all day long, but you don't really want it. You don't really have a burning desire to have it. It's just, yeah, I want $1 million. What for? I don't know. It'd be nice. Well, that's not really a want. But it's going to start out just as your wish list, your wants, and your needs, but it will get you started going up the right road to where you want to go. And notice I did say going up the right road, it's just a choice. Or you can go down that road you've been going down and keep getting what you've been getting while you keep thinking about all the things that you don't have, don't want, don't get, along with the worries and the fears. You know, don't have the car you want, don't have the house you want, don't want to be broke, don't want to be poor, don't want to be sick, don't want to be fat, don't want to be single or maybe married. you don't get to take vacations, you don't get the promotion you wanted, your fear of losing your job, your lover, your home, worried about your finances, your health, your relationship. Does this sound familiar to any of you? Because this is really how most people think. And this is what they think about. And by the way, I will say, before I forget to tell you, when you really get on this serious about start thinking right thoughts, good, positive, right thinking thoughts, then you're going to have to get rid of the negative stuff that really influences you. And one of the things that does have an impact on this country, the people in this country, is the news. If I could, I would shut down the news in every household in America. And then everybody would have voted on the person they wanted to vote on instead of, because what happens in this country, the media has so much influence that whoever the media wants to become president, that's who the people are going to vote for. Because you can take anything or anybody, any situation, and you can shape it up and put a spin on it any way you want. You can make it look really good. You can make it look really bad. Is that not true? Well, the media is so full of negative news, negative energy. And all it does, it brings people down. And they go to bed, can't sleep, thinking about what the news said. Oh, this country's a mess. Oh, you know, we're broke. Oh, this and that. But, you know, I mean, you have your own world, and your world is what you make it. So if you want to get serious about really getting rid of negative energy in your life and thinking and feeding your mind, the mind has to be fed, just like anything else. It has to be fed with good, right, and positive thoughts. Then you're going to have to start shutting out some of this negative stuff, like the news. Does it really do any good? Does it help you in any way to know who's killing who and who's doing what? What actor or what actress is getting a divorce or whatever? You know, I don't care. I just don't care. So I would strongly suggest that you start cutting out a lot of this negative stuff. I mean, even some of these movies, horror movies, CSI shows, you know, brutal murders, that's garbage. It's all garbage. And garbage in is garbage out. You create the world around you. Everything going on directly around you in your world, you have created to a certain degree. And you have a lot of influence over that. Because this country is a country of so much opportunity, freedom, the power to, you have the power to make as much money as you want. You have the power within you to be as healthy as you want to be. You don't have to be sick, you don't have to be fat, and you don't have to be broke. It's only reason you have those things is because it's what you focus on. Okay, now that I've scolded you, we're going to talk about this goal writing here. I got off on a little tangent here, but we're going to talk about this goal writing because goal writing is very important if you want to get where it is that you want to go. Now, all goals have to be very specific. Now, when you do the goal writing, this is very important because, for one thing, you're going to start getting control over your mind. You're actually focusing your mind, and by writing it down, it gives you great focus, great concentration, okay? But all goals should be very specific, short, and absolutely only positive. And start with I am, if at all possible, with dates or a period of time. For example, a good goal is I am financially free by December 31st, 2010, instead of I am not broke or owe $60,000 in credit cards by December 31st, 2010. Because you are now focusing on being broke or the $60,000 that you now owe. So that's not a good goal. So the good goal is keep it positive, keep it short, and always have a specific date or a period of time there. Another good goal, if it was about your health, for example, is you can write, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy within 17 days. Do you know if you said that repeatedly over and over and over and over and over and over and over, if you said that, go to bed at night and saying that over and over in your mind until you fall asleep, wake up in the morning saying that over and over, do you know that in 17 days your health would dramatically improve? I know because I hypnotize people all the time for their health. As a matter of fact, just talked to a lady earlier who had come in for weight loss, but she had the lung disease, CPOD, and she's having a lot of great difficulty in breathing when she came to me for the weight loss. So we focused on her lungs and breathing, and she was seeing her lungs clear and healthy and beautiful like they're supposed to be. And she just reported to me today that she has noticed a dramatic difference and that she doesn't have any pain, and she's feeling really good and breathes really easily, and so she's going to take a trip. She was staying in all the time. So this is a really good affirmation to fill that idle mind. If you have an idle mind and you start to think a negative thought, then bring in a positive thought. For your health, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy within 17 days. Now, I would not suggest that you keep saying that every day for 17 days because it's always going to be within 17 days. I would put a specific date in there. If you have a goal, like you need to feel better by a certain time because for some reason, but put it in a specific date there. I'm whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy by December 31st, 2010. That is a good goal. That is a good positive goal. It's a good positive affirmation that you can fill your idle mind with. A very bad goal would be, I am not sick and I don't have any more pain. Are you getting the picture? Because you do not want to focus on being sick or the pain. So you can write as many of these goals as you want, but in order to really focus and get going up that road where it is that you want to go, or where you want to, whatever it is that you want to be or do or have, whatever it is, you will have to narrow it down to no more than three goals at one time. And if you're just starting this and you've never done any kind of goal writing or focusing on goals, I would suggest that you start with only one or two. Just to start with would be even better, but absolutely no more than three. Because whatever you're focusing on, remember, you're putting more power into it, more energy into it. So if you have three goals and you're just starting, basically what you're doing is you're scattering your energy. So if you have a goal that is really important, then you want to focus all your energy on that one particular goal. So in order to figure out what it is that you really want, because most people don't even know what it is that they really do want, in order to do this under each goal, right, go ahead and just start by making a list of goals, whatever it is that you want. You know, I am financially free by December 31st. I am healthy and strong and happy by December 31st, 2010. So you write these all down, you may put, I have a new car by December 31st, 2010. I have new furniture by December 31st, 2010. I have a new, I don't know, you can go on and on. I have a new fur coat by December 31st, 2011. But, however, the thing is this. When you write your goals, you can make a list of all the things that you want. And it starts out, remember I said it starts out as a wish list or a want list? But then, under each goal, you're going to write down your why. Why you want this. Why you want to do this. Or why you want to be this, or why you have to have this. Just write down whatever comes to mind about your why. This is really, really important because you're going to find out that when you do this, some things you're going to become very emotional about. You're going to have really good, it's going to raise your vibration. You're going to get really excited about it. But if you have no good reason, you have no real why, no strong why you want something, or you don't feel any emotion about it, it's probably not a good goal. Or it can just wait. The goals that you have very strong whys for or about, and you feel very emotional or very strong positive feelings why you want this, then it's a good goal. Do you understand that? Because when you write out your goals, I want this, I want that, I have this, I have that, I will be this, I will be that. You write that out, but when you go down to write out the whys, as you're writing out, and you can write it in code in case somebody sees it and you don't want them to know what it says. But this is for your eyes only, really. So when you write out the whys, and I have done this, I was surprised how emotional I became over some things. And because I became so, my vibration raised up and I became so emotional and so positive, I didn't even know that that was one of the strongest whys of the strongest goals that I was focusing on. So if you just don't find a real good strong why and you don't even feel any really good strong positive emotion, then it's probably really not a good goal or can just simply wait. But your top three, you're going to finally narrow it down to three. And then to start out with doing this, I want you to narrow it down to one. And you will just simply write down whatever comes to mind, why you want it. Then when you get down and you have like two, you don't know which one's the most important, then start writing out why you feel you deserve it, why you feel you should be that, or why you feel you should have it. You find the three strongest, and then you focus on only one at a time, but definitely no more than three. And when you have reached a goal, immediately start on your next goal. And you're going to find that if these goals that you're trying to reach start coming to you so much easier. They come fast and they come easy. So start with the very first time. It might be kind of hard, but the reason that you've not gotten what it is that you really want is because maybe there's not a strong why, or you're not focused on what it is that you really want, and that's the main major reason why people don't get what they want. They're really focused on all the things they don't want because their mind is full of worries and fears and maybe anger and who knows what else, jealousy and so on and so on. And if you have enough negative thoughts and then negative emotions, then you just become a big crap magnet. And then you definitely don't get what it is that you really, really want. So you're going to find your three strongest goals, the three that are the most important, the three strongest whys, the ones that you have really very strong positive emotions about. You're going to write this all out. And when you do this, it's going to become easier and easier for you to become in complete control of your thoughts and what you think about, which will lead to the feelings that you have that create your emotions. Now, we should clarify the difference between feelings and emotions. Feelings and emotions are not the same, but they're closely related. In our body, we have seven chakras. They're energy centers. These energy centers are actually what keeps the spirit, our mind, the spiritual part of us, attached to our physical body. And in these seven chakras, the energy centers, they start at the top of the head and they go straight down the center of the body to the lower abdomen. We have seven chakras, of which the lower three energy centers of our body is associated with the power of emotion. And there are really only two primary human emotions, love and the opposite of love, which is whatever we think that the opposite of love is. One person, it might be hate. The other person, it might be fear or whatever. But both are polarities of the same force. So in those lower centers, the power of emotion, we have two primary experiences. Love and the opposite of what you think love is. Now, this is a power. It's a force that drives us forward in life, that tears down the walls, knocks down the barriers that stand between us and the things that we hold dear in our lives. And emotion is scattered. It has to be focused and controlled. In other words, we live in our emotions. That means that our lives usually evolve around our emotions. You get mad because something or someone made you mad by something they did or something they said. So what do? You react, and you do something based on the fact it's because you're strong emotional, negative emotion is anger. So most people actually are reacting to their emotions. Their lives are based around their emotions. And you have to get control of your thoughts, which actually then will lead to your feelings, and then you become in control of your emotions. Do you know that people who practice hypnosis on a daily basis have complete control over their emotions? With practice and do it long enough, some people do it very quickly and others it takes practice. But with the power of hypnosis, you are actually learning to gain control over your thoughts. You're using much more of your mind power, more of your brain power. And by the way, when you do hypnosis, you are always in control, always, always in control, 100%. You can stop and open your eyes anytime you want. You can open your eyes, you can sit up anytime you want. Nobody has control over your mind. That is one of the biggest misconceptions and silly things. That comes back from the old black and white TV from way back when Svengali was on TV and, you know, had spirals spinning around in their eyeballs, and it was just, it's supposed to be funny, and a lot of people believed it. Oh, my gosh, you know, if you're hypnotized, you just lose control of yourself. That's not true at all. Okay. Most people's lives, however, evolve around their emotions, and so they react based on their emotions. So you need to focus, and then this is where you start observing your own thoughts, because the power of thought is associated with the upper energy centers in the body. Thought gives direction to our emotions. So if you observe and control your thoughts, you can be in control of your emotions. So when a person says, I'm so depressed, well, right away, when somebody says they're depressed, really depressed, and I don't mean for, you know, an hour or a day or a few days. I'm talking about depression that goes on and on and on. Well, the reason they're depressed is because they allow these thoughts just to run rampant through their mind, and they're just coming in by default. They're not controlling it. They're not even observing their thoughts. They dwell on those random negative thoughts that comes tramping into their mind, and then they just become very depressed. And so then they get medication trying to relieve the depression, but you have to start getting in control of your thoughts and get rid of all that bad, wrong, and negative thoughts. And I guarantee you, when you do that, then the depression will leave. You can learn to raise up your vibration by simply putting in input of good, positive thoughts. Thought gives direction to our emotions. So if you observe and control your thoughts, you can be in control of your emotions. Here's an example. It's a rainy day, very rainy day. It's been raining for 3 or 4 days. So you start thinking about the rainy day, and you talk about it, and that thought about the rainy days now can fuel the power of the emotion of love of the rain as it waters the crops and the grass and the flowers and the trees that we so need, the crops so need that rain, and it's so welcome, and you feel really good about the rain. It raises your vibration, and there's real relief to see that rain come, right? Or your thoughts about that rainy day can also fuel the power of emotion of fear and hate and depression for what it brings, more water, cloudy days. You hate seeing more rain. You want to see the sunshine. This rain's flooding your home, your basement, the roads. We marry that power of emotion with the direction of the thought, and we create a feeling. Did you get that? You marry that power of emotion with the direction of the thought that you're thinking, and then you create a feeling. And the feeling is the union of emotion and the thought. A feeling is the union of emotion and your thoughts. The one energy center that is dedicated to the power of feeling is the heart chakra. Remember me, that's one thing I say many times. If you don't know what to do, then follow your heart, because your heart is much more intelligent than your own brain. Follow your heart. We feel in our hearts. So the feeling that we have in our hearts is the language that is speaking to that field of energy that flows into and through us and everything around us. that Western science is just now beginning to understand. Yes, Western science is just now beginning to understand this. They've done recent experiments. They've been conducting in this field, and they have proven that it is the power of human feelings, that is the language that opens the doors to what we create in our world. Some call it the quantum hologram, nature's mind, or the mind of God, but they are all speaking of the same field of web of energy that speaks to us. Now, if you think a bad, wrong, negative thought, you dwell on it. While you're thinking about it, you're going to have a bad, negative, wrong feeling, will you not? And if you keep doing that, it's going to create emotion of depression. It is impossible to feel emotions like sadness, anger, depression, joy, hate, or any other without knowing why or where they come from. If you feel depressed, for example, and we talk about this because a lot of people are depressed. If you feel depressed, for example, and you don't know why you feel depressed, it is from your own thoughts that you think. If you are depressed, and you think you don't know why you're depressed, I can tell you, I can promise you, it is from your own thoughts that you think, which is most likely by default. And I had an elderly lady who's been retired for many years, and she's been terribly, terribly depressed, and she had absolutely no reason why. She couldn't figure it out. She said she just is depressed. And so we talked about her thoughts and her thinking and actually hypnotized her to stop thinking negative thoughts. And she can't believe. And by the way, she was a real trooper, too, because the first thing she did before she went out the door was put the rubber band on and even practiced it, snapping it. I was so proud of her. And she stopped. And I actually talked to her yesterday, and she said she feels better than she has in years and years. And she's happy. She feels great about life. She feels good all the time, and her whole entire family is coming to see me. So basically, I mean, if you're depressed, I promise you, it is just simply from your own thoughts that you think, which is most likely by default. You're just allowing to come in whatever flows in, meaning that you are allowing anything to come in, which is most likely bad, negative, or wrong thoughts that you're thinking, which leads to a feeling from within, which is a bad, negative, and wrong feeling, causing an emotion of depression. Simply change your thoughts. Take control of your thoughts and what you think. Observe those thoughts, and every time you start to think a bad, negative, or wrong thought, replace it immediately with a good, right, and positive thought, and you will start feeling better, and the emotion of depression will leave. It's really that simple. And it will fix you better and faster and healthier and even cheaper than any medication. So when you start to think a bad, negative, or wrong thought, replace it immediately with a good, right, and positive thought, and you will start feeling better, and the emotion of depression will leave. Remember, in the beginning was the word, and words have power. All words come from thoughts that you think, and you are in control of the thoughts that you think. So if your life is out of control, or you do not like any part or one area of your life or all the areas of your life, then you need to start by changing your thoughts, your thinking, with the thoughts that you are thinking. Because if you are having feelings, emotions of depression, fear, stress, anger, jealousy, if you're having those kinds of emotions, it's because you are focusing on the thoughts that create those emotions. And so just the opposite is true, too. If you start focusing on what it is that you want, and I can tell you that most people, almost anybody, cannot literally really focus on most of their time, day in and day out, on what it is they really want, unless they get out pen and paper and start writing it down. And the best and easiest and fastest, most fun thing to do, and you're going to think, I don't want to do that. Well, you know what? Then you're just going to be depressed, and then you must like to be depressed. But if you get out a pen and you start writing your goals and you make your list of goals that you want, and then you write the why and just write down whatever comes to mind, why you want that, you're going to find that, you know, if there is no real strong why, if there's no real good, strong, positive emotions there about why you want something, it's either not a good goal or it can just simply wait. It's not really that important. And if you have something, you get down to the very last one or two goals, you're going to find that you have a real burning desire to have. It's something that's really important to you. And it's not a matter of, you know, do you want it or do you not? You're going to have it no matter what, no matter how much time it takes. You're just going to keep working on that goal until you get it. So the best thing you can do, put the pen to paper. Now, another thing is that you can do, which is really important in getting control of this mind and getting control of yourself and your thoughts and your thinking, is if you had an event in your life that happened in the past, maybe go through a very ugly divorce or a death of a loved one or a financial crisis of some kind, loss, and whatever the case may be, but if you've had that, and then time goes on and you think that you have healed from that and that is the past, the real true test there is if you talk about that, just talk about it in detail and start telling somebody about it, pay attention to how you feel. And are you becoming emotional about it? Is your heart starting to beat a little faster? Are you getting emotional about it when you talk about it? Because if you do, you have not closed that window out, so to speak. The mind is kind of like a computer and you think, I closed that out. Well, maybe you did not close it out. Maybe it's just been minimized. You know, the little bar in the top right corner that you click on, it just minimizes down to the bottom. That means that program is still running. So if you're feeling still emotional about it, then you have not closed it out and you're not over it and you've not healed. You have simply minimized it and it's still running. And if you ever have an experience that is very bad and negative that created anger plus hate, and you dwell on it long enough, it will create cancer. And if it doesn't create cancer, it will create serious health issues in your body. So the best way that you can get rid of it, get rid of that negative energy out of your body, is any event, experience, or person who has caused you very strong, negative, bad, wrong feelings and emotions over a period of time, you need to sit down with pen and paper and write them a letter. Write a letter and write down everything that you want to say to them. You do not, and I repeat, you do not show this letter to anyone, not them or anyone else. You write out, and what you're doing is when you write this on paper, you're releasing negative energy, and it is very powerful, and it works like magic. It really does. If you have a sleepless night because somebody said or did something that upset you tremendously and you can't sleep and you just keep recapping it over and over in your mind, get up, grab a piece of pen and paper, and start writing it all out. Write down everything that comes to mind. Write down what you want to say to that person. Write down everything that bothers you, but write it all out. Whatever the event is or the experience, whatever it is, write it all out. Write down everything you want to say to that person. Get it all out on that paper. Do not send it to anyone. Do not let anyone see this. This is for you only. Write it all out. When you're done writing out everything you want to say, you know, everything you want to tell them off about, you write it out. When you're all done and you can't think of anything else that you want to say to them, then you're going to write out that you forgive them or it or whatever it is, the thing or the person that has caused you so much anger and hate. Write it all out on paper when you're all done. Then you're going to write, I forgive you. I forgive you because to err is human, but to forgive is divine. I forgive you because I want to be good to myself. I forgive you with all my heart. I love myself, and I'm going to be good to myself, and I forgive you. You write that out, and you will feel a peace come over you, and you will feel all that negative energy just gone. You won't even think about it anymore, and if you do, there will be no emotional attached to it, no negative emotional whatsoever. It's just a memory, and that's all it is. There's no emotion. You can release all that negative energy, but when you're done with that letter, I absolutely tell you that you have to forgive them, because when you forgive, you are the one that's going to heal. And when you hold bad, really strong, bad, negative wrong thoughts and emotions within you over something or someone, it is like you drinking the poison, and you're hoping that the other person is going to feel it, and that doesn't work like that. Every time you think about it, every time you get emotional about it and you feel the strong negative emotions rise up into you, it's like drinking some more poison. It is. It's just like drinking poison. Hate is like drinking poison. Every time you think about it, every time you talk bad about somebody, it's like drinking another drop of poison. You know, allow people to do what they do. Allow people to be what they want to be. Allow people to say what they want to say, and don't let it affect you. You know, we all make mistakes, but to forgive is divine. And when you forgive, you are forgiven by a higher power, which you call anything you want. I call it God. But when you forgive, God forgives you. And when you forgive, you are the one that heals. Holding grudges against someone is not going to do you any good whatsoever. So again, if you're full of hate and anger, jealousy and that, then you are out of order. Your mind is out of order. And if you want to get into alignment with a higher power, if you want to get in alignment with a good positive energy, this web of energy that runs into and through all of us, if you want to get in alignment with God, then I suggest that you start forgiving, and I don't care what that person has done. You know, it's not what happens to you that's nearly as important as how you treat it. It doesn't make any difference if you were truly abused as a child or raped as an adult or whatever. You know, when you think it over and over and you dwell on that experience, then it happens to you every day. If you think about it every day, then it's going to happen to you over and over and over, like replaying that same movie. And if you keep thinking those emotions, then it just keeps happening to you. Why do you want to do that to yourself? Write it all out. Release it. Forgive. Absolutely forgive, and you are forgiven, and you will then heal. I promise it works so magically. There is so much power there. We're running out of time. I'm going to have to go. I'm getting a warning that we're getting close to the end because I have an appointment coming up, so I'm going to have to cut it off here. I'm asking you, if you can, if you will, go to Facebook on the Hypnosis Queen. It's CJ Savage Hypnosis, CJ Savage Hypnosis under Facebook, and you can click on like. If you would, I'd really appreciate it. Or if you go to Twitter and follow me, my tweets. I love Twitter. I don't know why, but I do. I love Twitter. And also, you can go to YouTube and subscribe to my YouTube, and every time I add a video, you'll get a notice in your email. And see that. My newest one on YouTube is, I think the last time I put on there was when I healed my shattered bones, when I took a dive out of the tree. I used hypnosis to heal my shattered bones in 12 days using the hypnosis, which I was using. I talked about using the white light, God's energy, to bring into me and through me to do a healing. And let me tell you, that's the best healing there is. Actually, my arm is better and stronger and more perfect than it ever has been, which is so funny. And all my strength returned. 9 days, I had all my strength back. And so I think that's the latest YouTube. But if you go on there, you subscribe to that, then you will then get notice every time a new YouTube is added on there. So I thank you for joining me, and I hope that you join me next week. And we're going to talk about the power of focus and concentration. Okay? So thank you, and have a great weekend.